Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Monday, the day after the Texans took care of the Rams 16-13, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media, and he started by talking about the status of injured left tackle Duane Brown.
Gary, can you update us on the injuries, especially Duane's knee?
Well, they did an MRI. We don't see anything more than we saw the first time. You know, obviously he's got an issue, John. That's causing him not to be at his best. Something he's going to have to, you know, hopefully he can play through. I shouldn't say have to work through. So hopefully he can play through it. But he's just been struggling, playing for his hurt, and you know, we'll take it a day at a time. But there's nothing new that developed coming out of the game. He's just really having a hard time sticking that foot in the ground.
Did Butler, you praised him after the game, after watching the film, did he play better?
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Or worse than you thought?
No, he played good. He played very well. He hasn't played a lot of football, and then you got an opportunity going there and pass protect a great deal and really, you know, gave us a lot of confidence if Duane's not able to go, that, you know, as we move into this week against the great pass rushers he's fixing to play against, that was very encouraging.
Cushing was hurting a lot after the game. What's his status?
His knee bothering him, the one that's been bothering him, and then he got a pretty good shot in the ribs. X-rays all were okay. So it's really just day-to-day with him, John. He just beat up. He's been pretty reliable as far as us counting on him, and probably this week will be tougher than any, but if he can go, he'll definitely be there.
Gary, take us inside the half where some of the players got up and spoke.
No, it wasn't like somebody got up and held a conference or something up there, Barry. It was just, you know, it was one of those deals where if you got, you know, you got the right guys on your team and you go in there, as a coach, I didn't have to say much. They were on each other pretty hard, about the mistakes they were making and talking about playing with more motion coming out in the second half. They were disappointed how they had played in the first half, but they knew they had a game to win, and that was the most important thing. So, it was encouraging for me to hear what was going on in there and know how important it was to them.
Who were some of the guys that stood up, Gary?
I couldn't really tell you. I mean, it was between our quarterback and D'Amico, you know, those are a couple guys. But I think a lot of guys were very vocal at halftime and what we needed to do to go out there and, you know, win that football game. So,
Gary, what do you have to say to the fans that say, hey, the Texans played down to the level of the opponent and was an ugly win?
Well, there's no such thing as an ugly win. I mean, a win's a win. I don't think we played down to anything. I just think we played sloppy. We gave our opponent a chance. Statistically, we outplayed our opponent very much so. But when you go out there and, you know, you drop a couple of big balls or you have turnover on the 10-yard line, jump off sides three times in one drive, which is the only drive they really scored on, those things add up. And so we were sloppy as a team. We weren't very sharp. But it's hard to win in this league, and we have to figure out a way to do it yesterday. And regardless of how it happens, we were able to get it done.
Gary, as a former offensive coordinator, what's the chess match going to be with Frank against Dan Henning on Sunday?
Well, I would imagine, Barry, to start off with, we're going to have to stop their run. They're a very physical football team. I'm sure they're coming out of yesterday's game with Tennessee saying if we wouldn't have turned the ball over, we're going to win that game. They had three turnovers. I'm not sure if they had a fourth. But usually when that happens to teams, they go right back to what's got them there, and that's these guys running the ball. So we're going to have to stop Ricky, have to stop the run. And then our big challenge on offense, it'll be the best pass rush we face, in a few weeks. So we got our issues on both sides.
Gary, regarding your tight ends, where's James Casey in terms of being more involved in the pass game, and how do you grade out their performances this last game?
Well, Joel played 50-something plays. James played about 12 plays. Joel struggled, dropped a couple balls early, but came back, played very well in the second half. James did his job. I think what you're seeing from us is the fact that we only have two healthy tight ends. Some portions of some of the things that we normally do, we've kind of gotten away from because, you know, let's face it, if you go spend a lot of time on a two tight end offense in practice and you go in a game with two of them and something happens to one of them, you wasted a lot of time. So I think James' time on the field has just been more warranted from how many guys we have at the tight end position, but he's doing his job on special teams. He did a good job when he went in there.
Do you think your struggles in the red zone yesterday were at all related to the struggles in the run game that you're having?
Well, you know, when I look at the red zone, not an excuse, but if we don't fumble and we catch a ball, then we're probably sitting here saying, boy, we're pretty good in the red zone, you know. So we should have been 3 or 4, is the way I look at it. But we weren't. Does the run game contribute to that? Yes, it does. I mean, we're struggling to run the ball, and the field gets smaller down there, so coverage gets tougher. So, that's adding to it. But I don't think it was the deciding factor on why we were 1 for 4 yesterday. I think we still could have been effective.
Are you going to give Foster another chance this week?
Oh, yeah. I definitely will. I like I said, after the game, you know, I was disappointed because I had really big plans for him as far as getting on the field and doing a lot yesterday. It did not stem from one play. It stemmed from some practice and a play, and he's a young player. But he'll go right back to his duties this week. He's very talented. He can help us win this weekend, but he's got to have a good week and be ready to do his job.
You guys got very slim playoff hopes, and you have to win out. Do you talk about that?
Not really, John. I mean, they know. They listen enough. If we don't win, it doesn't matter. So, you know, we're in an elimination game really this weekend, right? Because either one of us, whoever doesn't come out of this game victorious, you know, has no chance. So our guys understand that. So it's a very, very big game. And Christmas week, a lot of things going on. So we've got to keep our focus and get ready to go down there. We're going to have to play very well as a team. It's a good football team.
How do you figure if you win, you set the franchise record for road wins? Why have y'all played better on the road this year?
I just think we've been more consistent, John. I don't think we've been on the road once this year. Just played real poorly on both sides. You know, we've been pretty consistent. We've been in every game. Our defense has been very solid, and they have been for, you know, the last 10 weeks. So, you know, good defense keeps you in every football game. So I just think we've just been more consistent as a group.
Coach, how do you – I saw you talking to Bernard. He got a little bit out of control, got in that fight. How do you battle a guy, the physical game, and yet keeping a guy focused?
That's tough. I mean, he and Jackson went at it for about 3 plays in a row, and it just kind of came to a head there. But, he knows he's got to keep his poise. So we can't lose him as a football team. He's got to stay on the field. So I brought him over to me and talked to him about how important it was that, you know, he continued to do his job and keep his poise, and he was able to go back in and do that. So, yeah, you know, I want players to play with emotion. I want players to play with that type of want too and that type of fight. But at the same time, you got a responsibility to, you know, not hurt your team.
There's a lot of reports that Kyle's going to go with Mike to Washington. I know you can't say Mike's going to Washington. But if Mike comes back and wants Kyle with him, what is it? You're not going to stand in the way. But what does that do for you? And are these reports a distraction at all for what's going on in offense?
Well, I mean, I haven't. Did you say, is it a distraction?
Is it a distraction for your offensive players, like, to think that he's going to be gone?
I don't think so. I think we all know that's part of football. And, you know, as far as any coach I have, I mean, I want what's best for them and their coaching career. But I think we've all known all along that, if Mike gets back into business here in the next year, which it looks like he will, that, you know, his son coaching for him someday is very important to him. I mean, I've known that. I mean, and that's fine. I mean, Kyle's done a great job, and we'll continue to do that. We'll see what happens. You never know what happens in this business, but, you know, we all want the best for each other.
Continuity's supposed to be big. How tough would it be in your 4th and 5 years, Gordon?
Well, it's just another adjustment. I mean, it won't change what we do offensively or what we teach or, you know, what we want to be. It'll just be another adjustment, John. So that's part of coaching.
You haven't given up, I think, one sack when you were sacked at Jacksonville, fell on the shoulder, and that makes sense. Yeah. Is that the line? Is it Matt's more awareness? Why have y'all been so good at protecting him?
Yeah, I want to say, John, he's thrown like 90-something passes without a sack now in a row. So that's been pretty impressive. We've protected him pretty good all year. You got to give Chris a lot of credit in the pass protection and the job he does from a back standpoint. But I just think Matt's playing really well right now. He's in a groove. He's seeing the field. Ball is gone. We're doing a lot of quick stuff. He moved around very good yesterday. I think it's a lot of credit to how he's playing. Obviously, we're helping him up front, but I think our quarterback's probably playing as good as he's ever played.
Is it about getting rid of the ball and stuff? Is that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, just getting rid of it. Like you saw him yesterday, he must have thrown the ball away three times, just avoiding hits. And, you know, when you got confidence that you can come back the next down and make the next play, that's usually where you get to as a quarterback. So I see growth from that standpoint in him.
How do you evaluate your return game and your special team so far in the season?
Throughout the season or yesterday? Well, our punt return has been pretty darn good. Yesterday there were no opportunities for Jacoby. You know, the way the ball was punted, basically I don't even think he fielded any of the four, if I'm correct. Our kickoff return has been, you know, a weakness for us on special teams. It has not been up to what we'd like it to be, but. You know, I think we're very capable. I think we have two returners that are very capable for big plays, so I'm all for one happening this week, I can tell you that.
Gary, one more question on Kyle. Have you and him talked much about
No, we don't, Mark. You know, that's part of the business. I mean, you know, you hear what's going around or this or that. You can't help it. I mean, no stuff like that. But, no, we don't talk about stuff like that. I mean, he's doing a tremendous job for us. He's done a great job with Matt. Yeah, those things work themselves out, so I'm just happy to have him right now. So he's doing a heck of a job.
Andre Davis had a catch yesterday. Do you envision seeing him maybe getting more touches going forward?
Well, he's going to have to put a rope around number 80 to get him off the field. I mean, he won't come off the field. So he happened to sneak off the field for a couple of plays, and Andre got him a catch. So, no, Andre's been doing his job. There just, you know, hasn't been many balls to go around with all five of those guys. And I think probably if Andre knew the ball was coming to him on that play, he probably wouldn't have came off the field on that one. But we got him. We snuck one by him.